The Mississippi River has formed many new channels over the centuries. One of those old routes places it many miles from its location today. It's all because of a unique ridge of land that stretches nearly 200 miles. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers, leading the industry in crop nutrient technology, overcoming the challenges you face with innovative solutions. Visit agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Heather Runyon turns back the clock a few thousand years when discussing the location where she works.
What happened is as glaciers moved down, they never quite got to Arkansas, but they would melt and they formed rivers. So we had the Ohio running to the east of us and the Mississippi running to the west of us, creating a giant sandbar.
Over time, the sandbar began to grow.
As the glaciers moved down, they ground down the rocks, making what we call lust. It's a fine rock dust. When that would wash up on the shore, it would be picked up by the wind, and then it'd blow until it caught the highest place in the area, which was our giant sandbar.
The windblown soil made a ridge over 500 feet high and over 150 miles long. It was the high point, with water all around it.
The rivers were a lot larger than they are now. And since we had rivers running down both sides, it's basically flat because the rivers just washed everything out. It's a lot of very flat, very fertile land.
Today, the Mississippi and Ohio rivers join about 150 miles north of Memphis. It is believed that the ridge once separated those rivers and that the two did not join until 50 miles south of present-day Memphis. Benjamin Crowley was one of the first Europeans to settle here. Today, it's known as Crowley's Ridge.
Crowley's Ridge does have a unique set of plants and animals versus the rest of Arkansas. Because the Mississippi used to run to the west of it, we actually have plants that you'd expect to find east of the Mississippi,
such as the tulip poplar and sugar maples. Crowley's Ridge Parkway runs the length of the ridge, and Runyon shares the story here at Crowley's Ridge State Park, a great place to enjoy nature rising above the surrounding river bottom fields. Traveling the countryside near Paragould, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.